The last American remnant of the game maker Atari shut down this month. People who grew up in the late 1970s and early 80s might remember Atari's 2600 game system featuring Space Invaders, Pac-Man, and other games with chunky graphics and bleeping sounds. They don't look like much now, but they grew an industry that is now worth billions. Coin-operated machines like Asteroids and Pong did the same in arcades. Dan Morris is the executive editor of PC Gamer magazine, and he joins us now for a look back at Atari. Mr. Morris, welcome.
Nice to be with you.
I have to tell you, a member of our staff noticed the equivalent of an Atari obituary online the other day after the parent company shut Atari down, and my first response when I heard about this was kind of like when you read an obituary of somebody in the paper and you think, I thought that guy was already dead.
Yeah, it's like realizing a favorite writer of yours actually made it to age 105 without you noticing. Atari has been around in basically life support for about 10 years.
Doing what?
Not much, actually. It basically sold itself off as a brand. It wasn't really producing much of anything, but the Atari brand and those three famous stripes still have some value to somebody, so they were basically bought out as a corporate brand. You can find it on T-shirts. You can find it applied to PC games that really have nothing to do with Atari now that the brand belongs to another company. But that icon really was the first and is an enduring one.
Well, then why did Atari fail?
For a couple of reasons, and they were paying people $100,000 to make games that were making 20 million, and a lot of programmers realized there was more money to be made going independently, and so they stopped making the great cutting edge games.
So it was it's been several years now since you could buy a home game from Atari itself, right? They stopped some years ago.
Sure, quite a few.
But there are still games that can be bought that say Atari on them.
Yes, and it's a sad development, actually, because they aren't Atari games in any shape, way, or form. A French corporation called Infogrames, which publishes a lot of PC and console games for today's systems, bought the Atari brand and is now applying it pretty much willy-nilly to products that it thinks are sort of soft, sort of weak.
As you look at these games and say, these are not Atari-style games. Is there something in the way the games are set up, in the rules, in the graphics, that has almost a literary meaning to you? These games have a kind of personality to them, actual Atari games.
I would go so far as to say an innocence. I mean, I recall them in such purest terms. Little blocks moving around on a black screen and how much I had invested in that, a boxing match between two blobs that I was absolutely riveted by. Today, you are handed, visually anyway, every last thing you could possibly want to see in a game. You know, the towering graphics are all there. What you had from Atari is being forced to draw with stick figures in the artistic sense. You had to produce a game that really was excellent fun to play. And they did, and that's why those programmers of those Atari games really are revered in gaming circles, because they were given the equivalent of three letters of the alphabet, and they wrote poetry.
Dan Morris is the executive editor of PC Gamer magazine. Mr. Morris, thanks very much.
My pleasure.